Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets closed narrowly mixed on Friday night, with Amazon up 2.4%, dominating the headlines after announcing it will acquire Whole Foods Market Inc. for $42 a share, all cash, which represents US $13.7 billion. The Dow edged 24 points higher, or 0.1%, to a fresh record high. That was despite Walmart falling 4.7%, while the broader S&P edged 0.03% higher. It was weak consumer staples weighing on the index there. NASDAQ slipped 0.2%. Friday's session also marked quarterly quadruple witching, which is the simultaneous expiration of stock index futures, stock index options, and stock futures. Both the Dow and S&P notched weekly gains, while the NASDAQ fell 0.9%. Amazon's deal decimated the broader consumer staples sector, with Costco down 7.2%, Target down 5.1%, and Kroger down 9.2%, all the subject of heavy selling pressure. Also worth noting that Amazon's 2.4% gain last Friday added a further $13.62 billion to the market capitalization of the company, meaning they essentially bought Whole Foods for free. Elsewhere on the mergers and acquisitions front, Walmart announced it would acquire menswear group Bonobos for $310 million in another all-cash deal, while the US Department of Justice finally approved Dow Chemical's $130 billion merger with DuPont. A busy week on the US economic calendar rounded out with softer than expected releases for both housing starts in May and the preliminary read on consumer sentiment for June. Europe's main markets ended the week on a firmer note, with news that the International Monetary Fund had agreed to join the Greek bailout program with a standby arrangement of less than US $2 billion, garnering headlines. DAX gained 0.5% and the CAC up 0.9%. Also noteworthy is French President Emmanuel Macron's En Marche party appear to have secured a solid majority in the second and final round of the parliamentary elections held on Sunday. London's FTSE added 0.6% to snap a four-session losing streak, and Perrott's weekly lost to 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks at the forefront of that rebound. On base metals markets, copper slipped 0.1% to be trading around 256 and a quarter a pound. A hat-trick of gains for spot iron ore for the first time in 2 months, with higher grade 62% fines closing 52 cents or 0.9% higher at $55.75 a metric tonne, adding about 2.5% for the week. Gold futures stabilised after Thursday's 1.7% fall as the US dollar's rebound stalled. Yellow metal closing up $1.90 at $12.56.50, yet still posted its second consecutive weekly loss, losing about 1.2%. All prices posted modest gains on Friday, but finished down on the week. WTI settled 44 cents higher at $44.74 a barrel. Data from oil services firm Baker Hughes recorded that the number of US oil drilling rigs in operation rose for a 22nd consecutive week. Also in breaking news this morning, Iran launched a missile strike in Syria at targets it says were responsible for the recent attacks in Tehran. US 10-year Treasury yields slipped 0.3 of a basis point to 2.157%. ending the week below 2.2% for only the second time since Trump was elected president, and the Aussie dollar has rallied above 76 US cents, buying around 76.22 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.